Well, new studies into Borneo's orangutan population suggest that numbers of the primate have plummeted by more than 100,000 in the last 17 years. The growing palm oil and paper trade continues to eradicate jungle habitats and force wildlife closer to human settlements. Laura Lavelle speaks to a founding member of the Orangutan Project, Leith Cox, about the endangered species.
Can you describe what is currently happening to the orangutans in Borneo?
Orangutans, both on the islands of Borneo and Sumatra, have been decimated. One, from the conversion of their rainforest home to unsustainable forms of monoculture, such as palm oil. And secondly, the recent studies are showing the second arm to their extinction is the hunting of them for bushmeat or simply as agricultural pests.
What do you currently estimate the population of the orangutans to be at compared to the population of that in 1999?
We normally estimate that the population of orangutans in Borneo is somewhere between 55 and 65,000, and with the Sumatran, there's about 14,000 over two species. We estimate there probably was, close to 200,000 before this acceleration, killing and destruction of the habitat in the last 15 years.
What are some possible causes to the rapid loss of the orangutans?
The main reason is that the as the habitat disappears and the rainforest dwindles, orangutans become more vulnerable for hunting. They start starving, and there's human wildlife conflict between starving orangutans trying to eke a living in the same habitat as humans. So they become an agricultural pest and therefore killed as such. And secondly, as humans become closer into the habitat, they become more available for the bushmeat trade and simply being killed for eating, and to also some extent for the illegal pet trade and baby orangutans.
You mentioned previously that palm oil can be considered a contributing factor to the endangerment of the species. What products actually contain palm oil?
Palm oil is invasive, and some people estimate over half the products in our supermarkets contain palm oil. Things such as snack foods and toiletries, shampoos and soaps are common examples of high users of palm oil.
What prevention tactics are currently in place to reduce the loss of the Borneo orangutan population?
The best way people can help is to give to a legitimate organisation such as the Orangutan Project and others that are directly trying to save the orangutan's rainforest home and support rescue units and anti-crime units to prevent the illegal hunting of killing orangutans in the islands of Borneo and Sumatra. The Orangutan Project, with our partners, is leasing vast tracts of rainforest to protect them. We have over 200 wildlife protection units, rangers that we support in the field to protect orangutans' ecosystem and habitat, and we fund rescue and crime-fighting units to go out and prevent the illegal killing and poaching of orangutans.
Are the orangutans becoming more adaptive to their ever-changing environment?
They remain to be an intelligent and adaptive animal. However, as the rainforest home is one, taken away from them, and two, heavily degraded by illegal activities, people are observing them in new, unique ways of are trying to adapt to that changing environment. However, as indicated by the recent press release, that they obviously cannot survive the decimated levels of hunting while they're trying to look for alternative survival strategies within a human-dominated landscape.
That story was by Laura Lavelle.